Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the hot new crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, 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 crowd of Solana.
Welcome to the show with the three amigos. Hot new crowd of Solana on FM radio. Them boys be sliding, so we riding. To Jupiter, we got your attention. You can tune in anywhere, but listen at your discretion. To the legend, Mr. Hotman, can't stop him, meet your deuce. My brother got his own hot burger at Tucker Deuce. Now my rush more of these sports, spitting the truth. It's Channing Crowder, the greatest dolphin to rock the 52. Solana one, best of Miami, the voice of FIU. We reppin' to Miami, the Heat and the Panthers too. We reppin' for the Marlins, the Dolphins, that's how we do. We reppin' for the Crips, so it's always about the U. Hey Jimmy, please get a bell on the phone and tell him that it's home. I finally got his name on the song. Can't do him wrong, cause it sounds so sweet. You spit the facts while I keep the crowd on their feet. Football season be the reason that I be bringing this heat. Georgia music representing 104.3. Hey,
show, crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show, crowd of Solana. Welcome to the show.
Wednesday, here we go. Welcome to the show, Hockman, Crowder, Solana, and the Panthers are back, baby.
Yes, sir.
You know what else? You know what else is back, Crowder?
What's that?
Betting the Panthers live when they go down a goal or two.
The sample size is small, isn't it?
Well, it depends. If you're only using this season, yes. But if you're using previous seasons, it's a pretty large sample size. I, unfortunately, did not bet the Panthers live because I was at the game last night with Appel, and he talked me out of it. He was so off on everything that he did. We were sitting there. It's scoreless through the first 10 minutes. And he looks to me and he goes, man, a 5 p.m. start on a Tuesday, how did we not bet first period under? First period under is the play we missed out. And then three goals were scored in the next 4.5 minutes. Like just bang, bang, bang. And he was off on that. But when the Panthers were down, I said to him, hey, let's live bet the Panthers. He said, no, let's wait longer. And I don't know. He was off the entire game. Every missed Panthers goal, every missed Panthers assist, Appel was like, oh, that was the assist I needed. Oh, that was the goal I needed. I'm like, why didn't you bet Spencer Knight saves or Sergei Bobrovsky saves? Spencer Knight had a great game for the Blackhawks. Panthers win. It felt great there last night. They raised the banner. The place was electric. It was really fun. They didn't look like they missed a beat.
Was the banner ceremony cool? Because I was listening on radio, but to be honest, a banner raising on radio is not pretty.
It's, you know, I was there for last year's banner raising. Someone says on the chat, by the way, what's with all the Tampa love? Am I missing something? That's the college my son goes to, Tampa Spartans. People always wonder why I'm wearing a Tampa shirt. It's Tampa Spartans. That's where he goes to school.
I'm a Bucks fan.
Oh, and you're wearing a Bucks hat. I didn't even notice that. Yeah, you're. And he's. I mean, Crowder's dad played for the Bucks, and he grew up in Tampa, so he's a Bucks fan. And by the way, Eddie, how could you not be a Bucks fan right now with Baker Mayfield doing what he's doing?
They're fun to watch.
That dude is.
Why don't you guys rep? Why don't you guys rep some in South Florida? What the hell is going on here?
Well, Tampa is South Florida. I don't know if you know where USF is, but Tampa is definitely South Florida. It's called University of South Florida.
I think
Florida.
We've covered that. Definitely not South Florida. Wait, you want me to send you guys some inner Miami gear? I mean, come on.
The banner raising, you know, I went to it last year as well, Crowder. It's fine. They don't do a whole bunch of pomp and circumstance surrounding it. It's cool, but they literally bring the banner out, raise it up to the rafters, then play hockey. There's not a lot to it. So it's fun and it's exciting. There's, you know, an electricity, obviously, when the banner's going up. But it's not on my Mount Rushmore of live events that I've ever been to. In fact, I had said to Appel, because he was at last year's as well, I said, I wonder if last year's will be eclipsed by this year's, if it'll be, I mean, it was pretty much the same script.
Okay.
Raise it up and, you know, so it was cool.
I'm listening to Doug Plagans and Billy Lindsay and they're like, oh, they're playing a tribute video. It was kind of quiet. I heard a lot of rah, rah, rahs. I heard a lot of that, and, you know, so, but listen.
I mean, the intros were really cool. The place erupted when Brad Marchand came on the video, and then right after Marchand was Sergei Bobrovsky. I mean, like, it was electric. I'm just telling you, the actual banner raising is just a banner raising. There's not like a whole bunch of pyrotechnics and lasers and
but they do the unveil, right? The unveil's cool where they have like, I don't know, like a big blanket over the banner and they go, okay, 3, 2, 1, and then fireworks. No? Was none of that?
No, because that's not a banner raising. That's an unveil. This is a banner raising. It starts on the ice and they raise the banner all the way up into the rafters. It's not already hanging there and they unveil it. They raise the banner.
So you're not telling your grandson one day about the banner raising?
No. I've been like, I don't want to poo-poo it, but there's a lot of exciting stuff that goes on with the Florida Panthers, mostly on the ice, sometimes in preseason. The banner raising is pretty much what it says. It's a banner raising up into the rafters.
Okay.
But then it's like, and then Andrew Imber, who's the PA announcer, he's like, and now the Panthers will raise their sticks in salute to you, the fans who made, you know, everything. But nobody raised their stick. They just kind of skated into the bench and got ready for the hockey. When I tell you no one raised a stick, no one raised a stick. No one raised a stick. God bless them. I think they appreciate their fans more than any sports team down here. I said that. I said it the moment that they were partying with everyone the night that they won it. They appreciate their fans more than anyone. But when the PA announcer says, and now the Panthers raise their sticks in celebration of the greatest fans, you know, whatever, and not one Panther raised a stick.
Huck.
They missed walkthrough. They missed walkthrough.
It's just a banner ceremony, right? Like, it's
that's
just hockey.
Much, like,
it's
that,
just
that
a banner ceremony.
It took the personality of Paul Maurice. It's just a banner ceremony. And now let's get out there and play some hockey.
A little mini concert. Queen, nothing. We are the champions. Something.
No,
it's weird because my memories of the Heat banner raising ceremonies were great, but the Heat kind of cheat, right? Because they have, you talk about pyrotechnics, they have the flamethrower on the court anything with the flamethrowers attached to it is badass. It's memorable.
Well, and they do, you know, trying to think of how they did it for Luongo, because I'm thinking of the Heat retirement banners.
Well,
they always have
championship
the court
banners. The championship.
Well, no. I'm saying also the retirement banners, though. They talk about, you know, putting it in your favor. They've got the court littered with former stars and Pat Riley, and, you know, so it's like it's electric. I'm trying to think, though, the banner raisings for the Heat, did they do unveilings or raisings?
I believe they're unveilings.
That they unveiled. Were already up there.
So they're up there. They have, I think Dwayne Wade was a raise because they did like the whole 3-day charade of Wade's last dance. But like for sure, Shaq was, it was up there, Chris Bosh, and then they like pull the curtain. Boom.
Yeah.
Da da.
But you got a, it's Solana Hawk. With the Heat, he gets a chubby when Mario Chalmers checks in the game.
Oh, I mean, yeah, no, you're never going to eclipse anything the Heat do. The Dwayne Wade statue looks more like Dwayne Wade than Dwayne Wade. You know.
They have flamethrowers.
Well, tell me, you add a flamethrower to anything, is it not cooler? Like anything.
Mario Chalmers in the game.
Ah. You know what they do have? You know what they do have at the Amerant Bank Arena this season, Crowder?
What's that?
Lime.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Ooh.
They have a lime. What's it called? Mexican grill or something?
Man. Cantina.
Yeah. Lime is there. They've got a Huey Magoo's. Mm-hmm. They've got lime now on the main level. And they move Stoner's Pizza. I remember Stoner's Pizza was on the 300 level before. It's down on the 100 level now. I don't know if it's also still up at the 300 level, but Stoner's Pizza is downstairs, but they have a lime. I walked past it. I thought of you because you love that place, don't you?
Oh, my goodness. Y'all were arguing about this damn Chipotle and all this, man. Lime is awesome. Lime catered Little Chan's baby shower, actually.
That's fire.
I don't see lime being any much greater than, and, you know, Chipotle's bottom of my list, so Chipotle doesn't even enter the chat.
Your list is trash.
I don't think lime is any much better than Moe's.
No,
Qdoba.
Qdoba. Hawk, who's been to a Qdoba in the last 18 years?
I don't even know if Qdoba still exists.
What is a Qdoba house?
I think it was like a lime for a while.
It was Chipotle before Chipotle took over. No, lime. The ranking is Chipotle, lime. No. Everything else. That's the official ranking.
Chipotle
lime,
is under Taco Bell. Else.
Chipotle is like the Heat to you. No matter what happens, you're going to go on their side. Chipotle's not. I went to Chipotle in Fort Pierce. Mm-hmm. The queso dip is gritty.
Well, you don't get queso at Chipotle.
The meat is
that's
mushy.
You. The meat is not mushy. No.
At Lime, you can get delicious queso dip.
I love
spicy and mild.
I love Lime. And they have the condiments bar, the salsa bar. Love that. But Lime is less fast foody. It's less fast casual. It's more sit down, and then they hand you the number, and you have to wait for your food, which is my only thing. I delineate Lime and Chipotle a little bit because they're not really the same. There's a kitchen in the back at Lime making you your food. I think it's better. Like overall, the quality is better, but it's not
there's
fast
no
casual.
In, there's no kitchen in Chipotle?
No, they order it in. They order in from Qdoba.
Damn, so
Qdoba has over 750 locations still in the U.S.
Not in South Florida. I don't think there's a Qdoba anywhere near us.
I don't know.
Hawk, what's
have
on
been
the
line, though? Hawk, you got to go to Lime if you haven't been.
But go to a real
Lime.
No,
I've been to Lime. I just find it ordinary. It's fine.
Oh, my goodness. It's not Stole Joe's Stone Crab, but it's better than damn Chipotle.
It was Joe's Stone Crab.
Hey, Hawk, what do you know what's on the menu? Because, wow, I mean, Lime at the arena is fire. Amerant Bank Arena is upping their concession game, which I imagine comes with the territory of being back-to-back champs. But, like, for example, at Kaseya Center, they had Bodega. And you can get Bodega tacos, but it's like two tacos for $73. And they're just the most basic-ass tacos you can get. Pork or chicken, some like pickled onions, and then they squirt some chipotle mayo on top with a little pico. and here are your two tacos for $73. I wonder if, like, at Lime, they're just doing the bowls or if they're just doing tacos. We got
to
find out.
I didn't look, to be honest. The line was long, but it wasn't like a tiny little kiosk. It had a pretty big footprint there. So I'm imagining they're doing a lot of what they're doing at Lime locations. Right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They added Skinny Louis, I think, say a center.
I think this would qualify as sports talk. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy Week 6 matchup between the LA Chargers and the Miami Dolphins. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Dolphins line is down to 4, by the way. Dolphins were getting 4.5. Now they're getting 4. So there's a little bit of action coming in on the Dolphins. I don't know why, but there is a little bit of action coming in on the Dolphins. This is, and I know I think we may have said it last week and maybe the week prior to that. This feels like the week where if it really goes south, everything is totally off the rails. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's not off the rails already, but, you know, let's say they were able to muster a dub against the Chargers on Sunday. They're 2-4 after 6 games. They're not a playoff team, but you've played a tough game against Buffalo. You beat the Chargers. Would there be anything in the argument to be made for, yeah, you had a hiccup, but you know what? Mike McDaniel got things right.
A hiccup?
17-point collapse against the Carolina Panthers, more than a hiccup.
You read my mind. If they beat the Chargers, they're 2-4. Oh, 2-4 is not bad. Split a couple games, get to 500. We watch the games. We watch how embarrassing the Colts were. We watched the 17-point loss to the Carolina, Bryce Young-led Carolina Panthers. The context of it is way worse than what the record would be if they beat the Chargers. I don't think they're going to win.
Like, you're done.
Nothing.
Let's say they do win.
They're going to steal it. And at this point, think about this. They're not going to be favorites. They might be home favorites by one or two. They're not going to be 3-point favorites or plus at home. They're going to be pretty much dogs the remainder of the year. They're not going 0-17. They're going to win a game.
Right. They're going to win a game or two still. Yes. Yeah.
They're going to win a couple games. But the context of what I've seen and the breakdowns and the simplistic runs, Dowdle's now on ESPN every other day. Like, we made Dowdle a household name Sunday. Yeah. It's they have to do a lot for me to get back on this train.
I don't know, man. Well, they're only two games out of the wild card.
We're gonna. I mean, listen, if the Marlins can make a wild card run at the end of that season, why can't the Dolphins? We're gonna talk with Zach Gelb about it today, and we're gonna talk with Aronde Gadsden. His son, of course, will be playing Sunday for the Chargers. Kind of exciting. And Chris Perkins today. Perk wrote a column in the Sun Sentinel that said Mike McDaniel has to be gone after this season. No ifs, ands, or buts. Has to be gone. So we'll talk with a whole bunch of people today about the Dolphins and the NFL. David Fiorones tweeted out, by the way, Jason Sanders not yet ready to return, according to Mike McDaniel. So I know that makes Solana happy. Gets another week of Riley Patterson, maybe even more. Let's do headlines here for the 2 o'clock hour, brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
Why is Mike McDaniel ahead of Chris Greer in the must be gone rankings for most people? I don't understand that. I continue to really leave conversations confused when everybody right now is upset with McDaniel. Rightfully so. I think he should be gone. But how is the GM escaping a lot of this heat right now?
I'm not certain he's escaping much.
Rankings, Hawk, like, everybody's more focused on McDaniel than Chris Greer.
I don't think so. I think you're creating something there. I think most Dolphins fans want Greer and McDaniel gone, and they say it as one sentence.
Yeah. And I think you see McDaniel more, so you speak on him more because he's on the sideline. You see him. He's talking press conferences. Chris Greer, it doesn't have to – no one sees Chris Greer anymore. He has to do one press conference a year.
Well, there were notes from today's practice. Cornell Armstrong headed to IR. So the Dolphins, they went and got Kendall Sheffield. He was here during training camp. Didn't make the active roster. And then Jordan Colbert was promoted to the 53-man roster from the practice squad.
Think about a guy sitting at home on his couch with no job. His agent calls him. Hey, guy, you know, team called. Who? The Dolphins. Damn it!
And you can't say no, right? Because you need job, but
bro,
like,
go get that check.
Who wouldn't want to come down here and not have to try and get a check? I mean, that's a dream scenario for most people.
Go get that check.
Storm Duck is not ready to return from his injury. And yes, Jason Sanders not ready to return. Panthers running back, you mentioned him, Rico Dowdle. He was named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after his 206-yard rushing performance against Miami.
Seems fair.
We got him on USA Today. He's doing podcasts now. Goodness gracious.
Any part of you yesterday, Hawk, feel like the Panthers shouldn't have traded Spencer Knight? It worked. This is not a shot at anybody. It worked.
No.
They won a title.
Seth Jones was good out there, and Bobrovsky. If you had traded Spencer Knight and you had a starting goalie who you weren't certain about, it's one thing. Spencer Knight was fantastic last night.
So
he gave Blackhawks fans something to be excited about for the first time since they drafted Connor Bedard. And that hasn't exactly gone perfectly if you've watched the Blackhawks last couple of seasons. Spencer Knight was fantastic. So if you're asking me, would I love to have Spencer Knight still on the Panthers roster? Yes, I would. But would I, knowing what I saw last night and knowing what I saw from Seth Jones last season when he came in and how the Panthers season turned out, would I make that trade? Yes, I would make that trade 100 out of 100 times. Ask me at 3 years from now when Sergei Bobrovsky's retired and, you know, we've got some slappy McDougal who's letting in 9 goals a game and Spencer McKnight's winning every award in Chicago. But no, I would make that trade again. But Spencer Knight looked great.
But we'd have lost him anyway.
Not necessarily.
No. Why?
Because he would want to go somewhere and make more money. He wouldn't have stayed here and played behind Bob for 3 more years. He would have went and got paid and made be a starter.
He might have. I don't know what he's making in Chicago, to be quite honest. I don't know. I don't know how long the rookie contracts are. I don't know if his contract, because he was on that commissioner's list for a while, if the contract gets extended. I don't know what his financial details are.
Oh, okay.
Nah, he signed a pretty lucrative deal with the
Blackhawks.
Oh,
he did when he got there?
Yeah, he signed a 3-year, $17.5 million contract with the Blackhawks. So that was this past offseason. So that kicks in next year. He'll make around 5.8 average annual value. I get what you're saying, though. Crowder, my point was that you're looking at Spencer Knight and you're saying, hey, we all love Bob, but at some point, Bob isn't going to be Bob anymore. And Spencer Knight might be one of the best goaltenders in the NHL for the next 10 to 15 years. He'll be Bob in 10 years. And I was watching the highlights.
But you're doing that off one game last night?
Yeah.
I mean, that seems a little faulty as
Why? We knew he was going to be good. It's fine. I was just asking if any part of you yesterday was like, ooh, man.
No, I was rooting for him, though. Like, I was happy that the Panthers won, but I was happy that he looked good.
Yeah.
He got a very nice ovation from the crowd, too.
Yeah.
Was Appel mad when they all yelled Knight during the national anthem?
I mean, livid.
All right, guys. Your weather in South Florida right now. Heat play the Spurs tonight, 7:30. There's MLB playoff action as well. Your weather in South Florida, very rainy, very cloudy. Some accidents on the 95. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid-70s. That's sponsored by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, Zach Gelb is going to join us from the WFAN studios in New York City. We'll talk some football with him in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, before we talk with Zach Gelb, I remind you that the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie. That's what I was saying when you couldn't hear me. Caneswear on University Drive or online at caneswear.com. Zach Gelb on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And you can hear Gelb nationally on the Infinity Sports Network. He comes to us from the WFAN studios in New York City, but he is a huge Patriots fan. And this guy was all over social media. He was celebrating his ass off when the Patriots and Drake May beat the Bills the other night. You know, that's the victory that Dolphins fans have been waiting for forever from Tua against Buffalo. Like, that was the exact outcome that we've been waiting for in the Tua era, and Drake May did it in year two.
Very nice that you two have both entered the transfer portal today. Crowder wearing a Buccaneers hat, and you're wearing a Tampa hat. Screw the Dolphins. You guys are Buccaneers fans, right?
As I said earlier in the show, this is where my son goes to school. He's a Tampa Spartan. He goes to University of Tampa. And Crowder's dad played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Crowder grew up in Tampa, so there's some definite
Tampa has the Bucs, the greatest football team, right?
I'll tell you what, I'd take Baker Mayfield over just about any quarterback in the league right now. I love that guy.
You know what's funny? If I would ask you in the summer, would you take Baker Mayfield over Tua Tagovailoa? Hawk would be like, absolutely not.
I've been a Baker guy for a couple of seasons. I'm not so – I would have thought about it, and I would have taken Tua. But now I would take Baker over Josh Allen, Drake May, and Patrick Mahomes.
Goodness gracious.
But to answer your original question or your statement, yeah, that was glorious. You know, I know people don't feel bad for me, right? I've seen six championships. My team was bad for about 4 or 5 years. The last 2-3 years, though, I've been rooting for this team to just lose because I wanted the best draft pick possible to kind of reset the roster. I love the hire of Mike Vrabel. I wanted him to be the coach once they got rid of Belichick and they ended up promising the job to Gerard Mayo. But you watched the game last night, and you watched it last year. You saw signs of Drake May with nothing around him turning garbage into gold. They still don't have elite weapons, really, on the offensive side of the ball. Will Campbell could be elite, but we're talking about skill position players. And for them to walk into Buffalo, that's the first time in a while where I actually said to myself, oh, I actually want them to win a game, and they did so once again. So, yeah, it's been about 4 or 5 years, but – I'm not saying we're back yet, but we're moving in the right direction as you guys still don't have a quarterback since Dan Marino walked out of the door.
And Gelby, like Hawk said, we haven't won in Buffalo. We haven't beat Josh Allen in Buffalo yet in, what, years? 5-6 years of Tua. But the narrative that the Patriots have now surpassed the Dolphins, and Hawk brought up a great point. We had the 23 season where you thought the Dolphins were turning it around, where we were number one in offense and all that. After a 3-2 start, has Vrabel and May passed McDaniel and Tua?
It was my expectation before the start of the season. Now you got to do it, and they still got to finish the job, as just as easily they won that game up against the Bills. They had a crappy second half up against the Raiders. They fumbled away a game up against the Steelers, or they should have beat the Steelers. I look at the schedule. I thought going into the season, I said to myself, this team will be the second best team in the AFC East. Don't believe in Aaron Glenn and the Jets. They stink. And I thought this was going to be a disaster with the Miami Dolphins and Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa. So, yes, if the Patriots, it's not that they have to make the playoffs this year. You look at their schedule. I can give you 10 wins total on that schedule with the three that they already have. But the Patriots, bare minimum, should, and I think will, as long as Drake May is healthy, be the second best team in this division.
Hey, what can Drake May be? Because we were on with Ben Volen before the season started, and I think somebody asked him that question. He said, look, the reality is he hasn't won a primetime game yet. And I think he had only won one game.
Volen
where he
was
had
negative,
started.
Though? Volen was negative?
No. I mean,
because that makes me feel great. If Volen was negative, I think we got the best quarterback in the
Volen,
league then.
Volen's been saying Mac Jones is better than Tua. Then he said Drake May was better than Tua last year. But I just wonder
Mac
what
Jones,
can,
by the way, has looked better than Tua this season.
Ben Volen's right. What can he be in your eyes? I know it's too early, but I remember watching Josh Allen, his first playoff game. I'm sure. Like, bro, this guy's going to be a bum. Like, fine, he'll be a starter, but he's going to be a bum. And then he turned into what we've seen now. Do you expect him to be on that level or maybe a little bit less, like tier two? What do you expect?
So when they drafted him, I said they had to take a quarterback. I wasn't the biggest fan of his in college in terms of me thinking he was going to be great or elite. I just thought he would be good, and he had to show me that he could be great. He could show me he could be elite. What he did last year, it doesn't get talked about because they won no game. That line is one of the worst offensive lines I've ever seen. And they didn't have any wide receivers. And they really still don't have that much around him. So he showed me a lot last year, even though statistically it wasn't great. Like the other night, he didn't throw a touchdown pass, but he just played really well. What he could be, and I thought about this last year, if there was a threesome, Crowder's now ears are all perked up, between Justin Herbert, Josh Allen and Matthew Stafford. Ugh. I think the offspring is Drake May. Like, I see a little of Herbert, I see a little of Stafford, and I see a little of Josh Allen. So I think he could be a very good quarterback in this league.
Reminds me of, like, pay-per-view roulette that you used to have to play at the hotel.
Brought to you by Tootsies.
You used to have to be just based off the title. You were going to guess what you were buying on Spectravision, and you ended up with that terrible result.
Wait a second. Guy
drew me in with a, hey, I'm going to mention a threesome here, and all of a sudden it's a guy named Herbert.
But let me tell you, if that threesome happened in Miami these days, you'd be putting that baby in the Fountain Blue at Joe's Stone Crabs, Prime 112. You guys would be loving that person.
Just talk about a spin on narrative. Goodness gracious.
So the Dolphins, though, on Sunday, Gelby, they had this collapse to the Carolina Panthers. So what do you do with the team? Can Mike McDaniel, I was saying to Crowder and Solana early in the show, like, let's say they beat the Chargers this Sunday. Chargers are a pretty good team. Let's say they beat the Chargers. Do you have any thought that, yeah, you're going to have some ups and downs during a season. The Carolina game was a down, but maybe with the talent they have, maybe they can overcome, or is this just an abject failure from top to bottom, in your opinion?
Could 1 or 2 weeks you look good with the talent that you have? Sure. Like, hey, anything could happen. The Patriots beat the Bengals last year to open up the season. The Giants 2 weeks ago beat the Chargers. Then they lose to the Saints. So could you look solid for 1 or 2 weeks? Sure. But this team's a disaster. Mike McDaniel's got – how many times had to get on this show and say, Mike McDaniel's got to go, Chris Greer's got to go, and Tua is an overpaid quarterback that unfortunately his body's too damaged and I think his confidence is too damaged. I just don't believe in him. That trifecta is not working. I would hope at the end of the year McDaniel's out, Greer's out. McDaniel, I think, will definitely be gone. With Stephen Ross, who the heck knows, with Chris Greer. But I think the lone survivor after this year, if I had to put money on it, would be Tua, and then the clock really starts to even tick even quicker on him when you could maybe get out of that contract and move off of him.
And what's the I'm with you. I don't think McDaniel makes it to next season. For sure, I don't think he makes it through the season if it keeps going the way it's going. Is it the leader of men? Is it the goofiness? Is it the play calling? Is it like what? Like when you say you've been saying it for a long time, Gil. Yeah. Like why have you seen that McDaniel's not the guy to lead this team?
You know who he reminds me of a little bit? Chip Kelly. When Chip Kelly was in Philadelphia, he had some good starts and then some horrible finishes. Like McDaniel has. It's weird for me to say because I've been so critical of him. If you look at his record, it's not as if he's been this disaster, one of the worst coaching hires of all time. But he was supposed to take Tua to that next level. And I think what really did him in, because he did stabilize Tua after the whole disaster with Brian Flores, was the year they went to the playoffs with Skylar Thompson. All right, it looked fine. But it was last year without Tua, he looked lost. And I think a lot of people then started to realize, well, look at what guys like O'Connell and Shanahan do when backup quarterbacks get in. And he just didn't have that gear in him. And I ultimately just think he is a doormat. Like, he's a player's coach. And there's a difference between a player's coach and a doormat. And I just don't think there's control in that locker room. And the players, they kind of look at him like the class clown and they just walk all over him. He seems like a nice guy. He's, you know what? He's going to be a really good offensive coordinator for the next 2 to 3 years, probably somewhere. But I just don't think he's had coaching material.
What about Tua? Because Sam Darnold is the example. Baker Mayfield is probably the best example. We could talk about Geno Smith. There's a lot of guys in the NFL who it just didn't work wherever it is that they were drafted, no matter what that organization tried to do. And then a couple years later, change of scenery, change of scheme, change of roster, change of talent around them, change of head coach. It just worked elsewhere. Jared Goff, I guess, could be another example, even though he went to a Super Bowl. You can't see that for Tua going somewhere else. Better offensive line, better running game. He just has to be a game manager, and then he could take a team deep. You don't see that?
No, because the body is damaged, and I think there are some, you know, mentally there are some confidence issues right now just with the way that he's handled things this season and, you know, the way that he's speaking at the podium as well and how he's kind of been on the attack. I think the outside noise is finally getting to him this year. I used to be a big fan of Tua. I thought Tua was going to be the real deal when he was at Alabama and he suffered a bunch of injuries there. We've seen some flashes of it, but you just don't see it through the course of 17 games in a regular season, whether it's from his own inconsistencies or just his inability to stay on the field. So you look at a guy like Sam Darnold. Yeah, his confidence was damaged, but Sam Darnold never had when he was with the Jets, Tyreek Hill, I know he's out right now, or Jalen Waddle. So when he went to a different environment and he, you know, failed in Carolina, but then when he gets to Minnesota, look at the weapons that they have. Tua's already had a coach that we thought is a good offensive mind. I know he's never really had the line, but he's had, you know, running backs. Raheem Mostert had that one big year. Devon Achane has been solid. He's had the two wide receivers. He's had the talent or enough talent to be the guy. And that's why I think ultimately I just don't have a lot of hope because there's a lot of damage up here. There's a lot of damage all throughout the body, and he's had a lot of talent around him.
Do you feel the same way about John Harbaugh that you do about Mike McDaniel, talking about a guy who loses the starting quarterback and then all of a sudden looks like he doesn't know what's going on out there?
It would not be crazy to me. I think for two guys, I know no one's going to say it about Tomlin right now because they only have one loss in the season. But Steelers fans and Ravens fans, some of them will be like, oh, you can't get rid of Tomlin and Harbaugh. Eventually, the Eagles got rid of Andy Reid. And I know Tomlin and Harbaugh had a Super Bowl. Andy Reid didn't. The Eagles have won two Super Bowls since getting rid of Andy Reid. And Andy Reid has gone on to have a great coaching career, you know, where he's actually won Super Bowls compared to just getting them there or getting to the NFC Championship game. So every relationship has an expiration date. You're not going to hear it on Tomlin right now. Now they go lose wild card weekend again. It's like, okay, what the heck are we really doing? Because they haven't won a playoff game since 2016. But you look at Harbaugh, he's someone that's been through two quarterbacks. He's won a Super Bowl. But on this back end with Lamar Jackson right now, they are a bad big game team, whether it's Derrick Henry fumbling, Lamar having some issues in the postseason. You brought in Monken. That didn't work 2 years ago when you had the number one seed. And Mahomes told me after the game, I just had to be a game manager because of how great our defense was playing. So I don't think they'll move off of Harbaugh, the Ravens. But if they did at the end of the season, I can't really crush them for doing it.
Gelby, on the way out, is Joe Flacco going to save Cincinnati's season?
So I did the Lions-Bengals game for Compass, and I was talking with Brian Baldinger last week, and I said, they got to get somebody else in. This was before the game, and then Browning throws the three interceptions. I was surprised it was Flacco, not only because he was coming from the Browns in division, but that line is garbage. So, yes, Joe Flacco can get the ball to T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase, but he may be in the nursing home coming up in 2 weeks because this offensive line is not just bad. It's putrid. That's why I thought they would go for a quarterback that at least has some more mobility, like a Jameis Winston or even a Russell Wilson.
even the slightest modicum of being able to move.
Yeah.
Out of the pocket.
Just don't
anybody
be a statue.
But Joe Flacco.
Just don't be like Hawk in the beginning of the segment where he looked like he was just sitting still. Like that Flacco.
That was
Flacco
Joe,
could
that
play,
was Joe Flacco behind the Bengals line.
Yeah. And by the way, can I ask you guys a question? This is why I'm a great national guest for this local show.
All right.
Why were the Panthers playing so early yesterday to open up the, what is that, 5 p.m., that puck drop?
That's your guy, Gary Bettman. Yeah, take it up with Bettman.
Disrespect?
It was total disrespect. Total disrespect. You have a triple header, and you're going to have the banner raising as the early game?
Not
only
get
banner, out of here with that nonsense.
Back-to-back champs.
You're not telling us anything we don't know.
Hey, hey,
that was a massive disrespect.
It's your fault.
It's
your fault.
Matter.
It's your fault. You and the rest of the national people up in New York, up in Boston, despite having the back-to-back, the back-to-back chance are down here, and all you guys want to do is talk about the Rangers who got crushed yesterday and their 50th anniversary. Spend more time talking about the Panthers. Spend more time talking about the Panthers.
100 year anniversary.
Well, I only go back 50 years. Everything before that.
Yeah.
He looks at the most recent tweet he saw and reads it.
Yeah, he's waiting for who is it? Paolo Banchero to get on the court.
Well, I mean, it's funny. It's funny to hear that. Oh, why are the Panthers getting disrespected? Because you guys don't talk about them. That's why they're getting disrespected.
I just brought him up, you dope. I'm the one that brought him up.
I listen.
Did you guys stay for the game, or did you just did the Hockman photo dump? You know, get the photo out there, and then you
Hockman
said,
and Appel stayed for the game and bought our tickets.
Yeah,
bought our tickets.
I had an open house. I had to go talk to my kids' teachers.
Yeah, it was very nice that you weren't in a wheelchair this time around, Crowder, at the stadium.
You know, I rode down on the media elevator after our broadcast because I said a little bit of time to kill with Bob Wischusen.
Oh,
yeah, that's your guy.
Great play-by-play voice for hockey. Should be the number one and do the Stanley Cup final. He's phenomenal.
Zach Gelb from Infinity Sports Network, WFAN Studios. Thank you, Gelby.
You got it. I'm here in New York, Solana. New York.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.